Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show where we bring you the geeky news on a weekly basis. Once a week, but sometimes we gotta take a break for convention season. As always, I'm your host, Dom, aka Brother Dom. And once again, I am joined by the smoothest co-host this side of some arbitrary physical landmark. Would you like to tell the people who you are?
Hello, it is me, aka, I'm not even aka, it is me, Stephanie, aka Captain Steph, on Twitter, aka the Snow Queer on Tumblr, and I am pretty wiped today. It was 82 degrees in New York City, and had to plug in my air conditioner for the first time since October earlier, and got a sunburn outside, so...
I might have to open, I'm going to do window opening and stuff like that. I don't have an air conditioner, so I might be kind of out of luck for these hot summers. Yikes.
That's a investment that I highly recommend you take advantage of.
Well, I feel like we have an air conditioner in our house, or like some kind of central air or something, but I don't know if that's actually true, if I just made that up in my head. I'll have to check. Because we moved in the fall. In the fall, like, if I'm hot, I can make it through like a month. But I wasn't even here at the time because there was Comic-Con and then vacation down in Florida. So I was only here like 2 weekends out of the entire time I moved in my apartment. But that's cool. That's cool. As I said at the jump, we're fresh off of Tekoshikon, or pretty much just known as Tekko at this point, the anime convention of Pittsburgh. And I, for one, had a great time. How about you, Steph?
Yeah, I really enjoyed myself. It was our first convention, both of our first conventions since New York Comic-Con, right?
I believe so, yes. It seems a little bit too long to be true, but I think it is.
Yeah, it's quite a dry spell for us, because we're usually, like, every 3 months or even more frequently con-goers, but both of us are living on our own now, and money is a thing that is important to not blow on Comic-Cons as much as you want to.
Well, let's pump the brakes on that. No, you're right. It's I think OhioCon's normally the one that breaks up our dry spell, and we didn't go this year.
Yeah.
Which was sorely missed.
Yeah, it was rough not going this year. I missed it.
Yeah, but it's alright, but we came back a full force for Tekko. We had debuted some new costumes, which was nice. I pulled out a Lucio hockey costume, you know, from one of his sprays from Overwatch. People liked it. It was nice. I'd learned how to embroider. That sucked.
He was the only Lucio at the con, so like you get extra bonus points for that.
Yes, that did feel nice. I did notice the which this never happened at any other convention statistically, but I noticed the characters of brown descent tended to get a little less than they normally do. There were no Annas there. There's normally at least a couple people wearing Lucio T-shirts. It seemed odd, because there were a lot of black people at this convention, more so than I've seen before, which was a nice change. Just not cosplaying black Overwatch people. I feel like I saw some soldiers and stuff like that, and Reapers maybe. You never know what Reapers are underneath their hoods. And you were a very convincing Tracer.
Yeah, I was able to use my actual hair to be Tracer, which was fun. A lot of gel. It was like a helmet by the end of day two, because I was disgusting con person and wore the same costume 2 days in a row and didn't wash my hair.
That's what I did. It was a great choice.
But it was really fun. I was kind of a... Well, I've been told that it isn't like a thrown together lazy costume if you include electricity. Because I did make a light up accelerator, but it was like I didn't make like the gauntlets, like the arm part, at all, and the straps of the accelerator were like some fun foam and ribbon that I glued on the night before I got on the bus to go back to Pittsburgh.
It works.
But the glowy part was really cool, and the rest of it looked good. And I've gotten my first official compliment on the Tracer jacket by itself from a stranger yesterday. It was pretty cool.
So. Very nice. That's what it's all about. It's about the compliments.
Yeah,
it's we had a nice little group: Lucio, Tracer, Sombra, and Junkrat. Mm-hmm. And you three did really good costumes. I did enough. But it did have the sweet beats, and people liked the music. They were always surprised to hear it. But that's nice. It's nice to bring joy to other fans of the game. And I'm looking forward to the next convention because I'm going to do some upgrades and some remakes and some building. So stay tuned for that.
Nice.
In the news of fun, happy things, Steven Universe is finally getting an official soundtrack.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous that it's taken this long for them to just get their free money, but...
Yeah, seriously.
I guess it's AV and Sarasu. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but they make amazing music for that show. It just tonally fits, and yeah, the soundtrack's coming out this summer. It's officially endorsed. I think Rebecca Sugar's working on it.
Very
I'm pretty
exciting.
Excited. Yeah, so now people won't have to, like, bootleg the music or try to, like, screen capture it and all that. It's definitely one of the things that I, for one, have been saying, you know, please put this out there so I can buy it. I'll legitimately give you money.
Yeah, like, people don't want to torrent things if they can help it. Like, you want to support the creators, especially with stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's such good music, too, especially when there's not great... Well, they do release it on SoundCloud, so it's not like it's not available, but to, like, get it to take with you, you have to do, like, pirating or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less illegal than straight ripping it from the show, but it's still not, like, it's not great. Especially for the songs that are in there that have vocals and that kind of thing. People really like them.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the ones with vocals.
They are almost unanimously good. And speaking of good, because this is the only transition I'm going to use today, we got some trailers about some nerdy things. So
yeah.
You want to kick off these trailers?
Yeah, so we're going to, as is our specialty, bury the lead and put the most exciting thing last. Because that we can talk about it right up to our break. So start instead of the Star Wars trailer, we will start with the Thor trailer. also consider it chronological order because we got that one first. So we did get our first trailer for the Thor movie. Looks like I'm not sure how to feel about it. It feels like a very Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. Like, it's got that, like, kind of like pop music background. Like that kind of like, not corny humor, but like kind of like Jackass humor. Not like Jackass the MTV show, but like
like Star-Lord.
Yeah, like Star-Lord humor. But oh,
what's that like quippy kind of humor? Like, not so much Star-Lord, but like Chris Pratt kind of humor. Like the very self-aware humor.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But I'm excited to see Jeff Goldblum playing Jeff Goldblum with blue lipstick. because it seems like that's his character. I'm excited to see Loki because he constantly fucks stuff up and it seems like he's like
doing his thing.
doing his thing. Yeah, the cuz I mean, we finished off the Dark World with him on the throne. Whether that was, I think it was secret. I think he was like posing as Odin or something again. I can't remember. But he was there. He was in charge of Asgard. And so I'm not sure what his new relationship to the rest of the Nine Realms is. But I'm looking forward to seeing what nonsense he's up to.
That's, it should be a thing. There's a... I don't know. There's female villains there. That's a plus that there's women in this story.
It's got Cate Blanchett playing Hela. She's pretty spooky looking so far. She's the queen of hell, like H-E-L hell, the Norse hell. We also have Valkyrie, who appears to be, I think she is Thor's love interest in this movie. She appears to be working for evil Jeff Goldblum, or at least amoral Jeff Goldblum, so far. So I'm wondering if she's going to rebel or something, because it would be kind of a bummer to have, like, the first, like, noteworthy black female character in the Marvel Universe be subservient to a white guy the entire time.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be so great. Is this coming out before or after Black Panther?
I'm gonna go with before because we have a trailer for it and we don't have a Black Panther trailer.
That's right. Okay.
I think it's this fall. Because Guardians in 2 weeks, and then...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Not two weeks, so 6 weeks.
Same thing. It'll be here sooner than later. Yeah, I don't know. People who listen to this show know my feelings. Like, I saw that Thor trailer, and I'm like... It starts with the... You'll never guess how I got here. I'm like, oh, cool, this might be a little humorous. And then the story's going, and... I'm just watching this trailer, I'm like, okay. Loki spins some knives, that was pretty dope. And I was like, yeah! And then they're like... Then they go to the arena, and they're like, oh, I was like, oh, cool, it's the Hulk. And then Thor pulls out the line, oh, I know him from work. And everyone's like, that line was so funny. I'm like, that was awful. Like,
it doesn't really fit Thor's character.
Yeah, like...
I know that it's been, like, 8 movies since the first Thor, and, like, he was, like, the goofy fish out of water on Earth, but, like, it's a very, like, earthy line.
Yeah, it's an earthy line, and then... I mean, he was kind of goofy when they were trying to lift his hammer. Like, he has a personality.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel like...
It didn't feel like it fit that humor.
Yeah, I don't know. It just... I don't feel like he knows the Hulk well enough for that to have been, like, his go-to line. Unless he's, like, screwing with the audience, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that line needed some context for me to care. But, like, everyone's like, that's hilarious. And, like, we have different opinions of humor. I don't know. Again, I'm admitting this is just me, but I saw that trailer and I'm like, okay, cool. I hope people who like Thor movies like this movie. Is the feeling that I got from it. I don't want to take anyone's enjoyment away, but I just didn't see a reason for me to get hype about it. But
that's also kind of consistent with your experience of Thor movies, period.
Yeah, which sucks, because every time Thor shows up in the Avengers, I get super excited. I'm like, dude, I love Thor, he's so cool. Like, he's gonna swing the hammer around, it's gonna be great. He's gonna, like, be cocky and show Tony his place. But then he goes to Asgard, I'm like, I could just go to sleep here. And I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't really like fantasy that much, I guess, and just kind of teeters too close to fantasy for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only reason I ever watched The Lord of the Rings was because... You said, hey, let's watch The Lord of the Rings. I wasn't forced, but there was alcohol involved, and that was enough of a conduit for me.
Fair enough.
And then Star Wars happened.
Yeah.
Like, 2 days ago.
Yeah, Star Wars happened 2 days ago. It was a very stressful morning for me because I was trying very hard to do work at work with one ear, with my headphones plugged in, and one ear to the Star Wars Celebration live stream, like, the episode 8 live stream, like, playing on a like, tab in the background while I was trying to, like, edit a book.
We've all been there.
You know, the usual.
I mean, they used to have those Nintendo Directs or E3 presentations,
mm-hmm.
and so many people I know, especially since I, like, would, anytime I'd be in an office with, like, nerdy people, you'd see just this little tab in the bottom right-hand corner with a bunch of other windows open, so they could always just, like, click it over. And it's like, hey, man, what are you hiding? Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually it turned out that I was listening to the wrong stream. I was listening to the Thursday stream and not the Friday stream. And
that's not a good look.
It is not, but my friend and I, my friend who was also doing the same thing at her job, figured this out at the same time. And I was like, when are they going to get to episode 8? They've been talking about the animated shows for like an hour now. And she sent me the correct live stream, like, literally as they were like, oh yeah, haha, like, that's the end of the panel, look at the poster, like, oh, that's all we're gonna show you, haha. And they were like, just kidding, we're gonna show you the trailer.
There it is.
And there it was.
How'd you feel about it?
I'm pretty hyped about it, except one thing that I wish is that there had been more of the other two thirds of the trio in the trailer. Like, I'm not sad that Rey was so much at the forefront, because I think, like, both corporate licensing of Star Wars and the world at large does need that reminder that Rey is the main character. But Finn was there for, like, 1 second, and Poe was there for, like, 1.5 seconds.
Well, Poe was there for like a second, but BB-8 was there. The focus was BB-8. And just having BB-8 roll around without context isn't going to, like, make a lot of people happy. Like, let's, I mean...
I mean, like, some people will be happy watching BB-8 roll around, but...
I don't think anyone's upset about that. I just feel like it would have been, like...
You want context. When it's a trailer, yeah, you want context.
Like, if it was just an hour of BB-8 rolling around, I would still want 10 seconds of context to start it off, but then we'll watch it roll around for the next hour. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Finn and Poe were just in that trailer to be, like, they were obligatorily... That was an obligatory insert. That's all that... They weren't in there to serve any purpose. I mean, Finn was just laying down, like... Cool. We still got a fridged black man. Congratulations, Star Wars. You have continued the diversity train, and this will be great.
Yeah, I just like I want because it ended with him getting hurt. Like I liked and like still being in a coma. Like apart from like some kind of Sleeping Beauty plot line with Finn and Poe. Like I'd like to see him being active and okay, and also using the Force because Finn's a Jedi, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Or at least, like, acknowledging, like, someone be like, we gotta figure this out. He's just kind of like, oh, he's still there. Cool, we know.
Yeah.
And Poe's like, running somewhere. Congrats. Like,
congrats. It's the thing he does. Like.
And I think even Kylo was in there just grunting.
Like, typical Kylo.
Like, that character has a lot more potential than they're willing to. Like, I said it in the group chat, and I paused if this is gonna happen. This is gonna be the movie where, like... Rey does what she needs to do, and she's going to be plot relevant, but she's not going to be like, holy shit, she's awesome. It's going to be like, she's awesome. She's the main character. Good. We should know this by now. But Kylo Ren is going to have, like, a breakout role, and people are going to be like, oh, this character's actually decent. But Disney, being a corporation, is going to be like, we're not making that mistake again. We're not printing any merchandise of this guy. It's going to sell out, like, in a weekend. And they're going to be like, why does this keep happening? And it's going to be like, because you don't watch the movies that you apparently advertise.
I mean, I don't know that it would take a lot for me to come around on Kylo Ren.
I don't know, like, why people hate him so bad. Like, I think he's a great character.
I think he's a great character. I just don't think he's a likable character.
I mean, neither was Boba Fett and Darth Vader, but they sold merchandise purely on their helmets.
I have no idea why Boba Fett is such a big fan, like, draw.
Because he looks cool, that's it.
Literally that's it. Like, he looks cool, and then he falls into a hole and dies forever. Like, literally falls into a hole.
Yeah, but he was cool while I was here.
Sand vagina.
I mean, look, lots of people want to fall into sandy vaginas, but it's not, like, Boba Fett's the guy that did it. And if that's not a trailblazer, I don't know what is. I mean, that may have turned Kylo's attitude around, but... Wow, yeah, Han Solo just definitely fell into an exploding planet. I don't know, I like Kylo Ren. I think he's a great character, I think he's interesting.
Okay.
But here's my dilemma is, I want Rey to be interesting, because she seemed like she had potential too. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the opposite problem. Like, Kylo Ren had all this going for him, like, all this stuff that could have been a great story, and this personality was just like, bleh. And then Rey has, like, fantastic personality. Like, she gets along with characters, she tries things great. It's like, well, what's there to know about Rey? I don't know, she's an orphan. Like,
it's a mystery. It's,
yeah, and it's not a mystery that I felt compelled to find out, like, mostly because I think it's just gonna turn out she's a Skywalker. I'm like, good, it's whatever, fine, we did it again. I don't know, I'm just rooting for Finn. That's why I go.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Finn. I want all the good things for Finn. He is precious.
He's a good dude. But, yeah, the trailer definitely made it seem like... I don't know if their intention was to be like, hey guys, yeah, Rey's the main character. Or if it was a reactionary, like, we better not make this mistake again kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And because that doesn't instill as much confidence as just straight up saying, this is our character.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny, too, like, I've been watching, like, some of the reaction stuff about, like, what training with Luke must be like, and I know you haven't seen the previous, the old Star Wars, but, like, there's a, like, the whole plot arc of The Empire Strikes Back is that Luke is training with Yoda, and Yoda will not let him leave to go help Han and Leia, even though Luke keeps having, like, horrible nightmares that Han and Leia are in danger, because Yoda doesn't think he's... like, prepared to go use the Force in the real world yet. And I just, like, I think, I don't know if I saw it on Twitter or, like, Tumblr or where it was, but it was just, like, imagine Rey waking up from a Force nightmare and being like, Master Luke, Finn and Poe are in trouble, I have to go. And he'll be like, cool, here are the keys to the... to the car. I'll be here when you get back.
When did Han Solo get frozen?
At the end of Empire.
Which one's like, that, 5?
That's 5, yeah. Like, all of the bad things happened at the end of Empire, like the I am your father, and the Luke gets his hand cut off, and the Empire wins the battle, and Han gets frozen in carbonite, and ends on a sad, defeated note.
So, what bad's gonna happen to Rey, then? Because the plucky guy with the cool jacket already got frozen, essentially. So, what's left?
I don't know. She could lose a hand. That's kind cliche. Of...
That's super cliche.
Yeah, but what about Star Wars isn't cliche?
I mean, it's just the same movie like 9 times, essentially. Like... which is fine. I mean, they released 8 Fast and the Furious movies with only one departure from the formula. And that was to go to Tokyo, apparently, in the future. But speaking of which, The Fate of the Furious came out this weekend. Did you see that at all?
I did not see that. I've never seen a single Fast and the Furious movie.
You should see some of them. They're garbage. They're so good.
Like, those are my favorite kind of movies. Movies that are garbage, but also very good.
They get high ratings, too. Like, essentially, imagine, like... Did you ever see Bad Boys 1 or 2? The movies with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence?
Never all of one.
See, me either, but I know that one of them is a Michael Bay film, and they're generally regarded as pretty good movies, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
Michael Bay knows how to direct an action scene,
yeah.
But he just shouldn't do anything else with that. That's, you
know, yeah.
He has weird attitudes about girls that are younger than 19, which, you know, I'm not going to say he's the only person that does that, but it's not doesn't make it right. But the man knows how to film an explosion.
That's not false.
So, Fast and the Furious movies are like, well, what if Michael Bay was a better writer-director and focused a little bit less on, like, underage women, well, not underage, but young women and, like, regular-age women, but also cars? Well, what do you mean, focus on cars? Like, imagine a guy that really wants to bang a lot of these women and the cars, and that's what the Fast and the Furious movies essentially are, with explosions and stupid stunts and diverse casts and huge domestic gross every year. So, you know. Plus, The Rock is in them.
I do like The Rock.
I mean, The Rock's not in Star Wars, so
yeah,
point to Fast and Furious. I mean, he was in Moana, so...
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't count him out, man. There's no, like, promises he will or will not be in one of the next two movies.
That's true. We don't know one way or another. But what I do know is that it's time for a music break. We're gonna send you some music and we'll be right back. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music. And Steph, I hope you enjoyed that fun transition from the mid-show stuff.
It was abrupt, listeners.
I'm a champion of that kind of thing. As always, if you like that music, it's in the show notes of whatever player you're using. And we have some more stories for you, some casting stuff. And I know nothing of this. Stephanie, can you please take the lead on this?
Yeah, so I'm not 100% sure how confirmed this is, but I saw it all over Twitter all weekend, which is a strong indicator toward confirmed. But apparently Netflix is going to be doing a new animated Carmen Sandiego series. I guess they're just, like, on a kick of rebooting beloved childhood cartoon series and putting, like, I'm going to say hot actresses, but I mean hot in the primary sense that they're, like, doing well, like, their names are hot right now, as opposed to the secondary sense, which is true that they are also both physically attractive, but like they're already doing the Magic School Bus with Kate McKinnon, and now they're going to be doing Carmen Sandiego with Gina Rodriguez playing Carmen, which is cool because it means they got a Latina woman to play a Latina woman.
That makes sense.
Which makes sense, but doesn't always happen.
So Carmen Sandiego is a Latino woman?
Her name is Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
She has black hair and tan skin.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's obvious. But my mind's like, yeah, San Diego, like the place, which is named that way for a reason, so it doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I never thought about it. Oh, she's in what, Jane the Virgin?
Yeah, she's Jane.
Okay. Well, she's Jane.
Yeah, cool. She's Jane, comma, the Virgin.
It doesn't, there's no comma in the title, so I'm not going to recognize it. Cool. That's good that we're getting more representation. And I like the idea of them doing all these things that are allow them to add diversity into stuff, mm-hmm. Well, into the consciousness, without actually having to change anything.
Yeah.
Because it really puts, like, bigots in a bind, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's like, I didn't change anything from the thing you liked when you were a kid, so...
It's like, well, what about Miss Frizzle being gay? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. But that one was up for debate since we got here. You know what we need right now is actually a Recess reboot. So we can get, I think her name was Mrs. Lochte?
Yeah.
She was always spitting truth on him.
Yeah, she was super woke.
Like, if they had that now,
that show would not. Yeah, right. She's always like, be aware that this textbook is written from a white male perspective, like.
Which no lies were told.
Yeah. First, the pilgrims came over and celebrated Thanksgiving, and then they murdered all of the Indians. Like,
that's real bad. That's what. Yeah, they. That's the. Those books were still written when it was, like, Indians and not Native Americans, right?
Yeah.
Which is... We still have sports teams named Indians, and that's pretty bad. Like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and that's just, like, Indians, too. It's not even, like...
Oh, we have teams called, like,
Redskins, we have teams called actual racial slurs, and, like, the Cleveland Indians are just called the Indians, but they have, like, a horrible racist... mascot.
Like Chief Wahoo or something?
Yeah, Chief Wahoo.
The most racist, like, the Washington Redskins symbol mascot is not, like, flattering. It's not honorable. But I could, you know, it's at least drawn, like, a you know, in a way that someone would be like, oh no, like, this is supposed to be regal. It's not, but I get why you think that. So then you have the Cleveland's mascot. It's like, this is just bad. This is, at no point was this possibly an honor to anyone. This is just racist and bad and caricature. And people are like, no, it's an honor. Like, and then sportscaster Bomani Jones got yelled at by all these trolls when he wore a shirt like called the Caucasians, which was great shirt.
Had like the money tucked in his headband.
Yeah, instead of like a feather, and people were like not pleased by it. It's like, I don't see how this is different. And when you can throw I don't see how this is different at somebody, you change a lot of minds. They get mad first, but you change some minds. And what's his next casting? What do we got here?
Next one is Josh Brolin, who is Thanos in the MCU, is jumping Marvel universes over to play Cable in Deadpool 2.
Because he actually wants to do something in a movie for once.
Yeah. He was cast as Thanos probably, Avengers came out in 2012. He's had, like, four lines.
To be fair, it's probably the easiest money he's ever made.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, we're gonna... Thanos is CGI, right?
Yep.
So he just doesn't talk. He didn't have to do anything.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to, like, put on makeup, I mean.
I don't think he's even, like, motion captured. I think he's just pure CGI.
Now he's going to be Cable, who should probably also be CGI. The Cable's a big guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Cable's a big guy. Cable's one of those... Cable and Deadpool are one of those character pairings that are like, everyone's like, Oh, they're brothers in arms. It's wonderful. People are like, that's gay, bro.
Is it mostly just supposed to be gay, or like, what's?
Well, it's always been one of those things that it's like, no one's ever written them as being gay together, but like, they have a very homoerotic, like homoromantic, like warriors in arms kind of relationship.
And it makes more sense than them just being friends.
Yeah.
Like, looking at pictures of them together, there's no way that these two would just, like, well, there's a way, obviously, but it seems more likely that they'd be involved than if they were just friends.
Yeah.
Like, this dude's like a Rob Liefeld-sized character, then Deadpool's like, what if Spider-Man was a little bit more of, like, a fourth-wall-breaking twink character? Like, where do these guys meet? They met at the gay bar. Like, that's the only place they would have met. They didn't meet at, like, the X-Men mixer that Professor X put on last week. No, it's just gay events, which is cool. I endorse that.
So, yeah, so there was, like, in the post-credit scene of Deadpool, like, they were like, yeah, the next movie's gonna have Cable in it. Like, Deadpool himself was like, yeah, the next one's gonna have Cable. But that was it. Like, there was no... Like, some people were saying, like, oh, maybe they'll make a girl Cable. And some people were, like, doing that thing, like, oh, no, that would be homophobic to make a girl Cable. And everyone's like, but they're not actually together already, so it's not homophobic. Like, it's like saying making Watson a woman is homophobic when there's no Sherlock Holmes canon that I know of off the top of my head where Sherlock and Watson were ever actually together. Like,
are they even queer-baited?
In
Sherlock.
Sherlock?
Any Sherlocks?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Robert Downey Jr. one.
Not these. Okay.
And the BBC one are, like, textbook queerbaiting.
Well, I guess House is a little bit queerbaity. Except
Oh, yeah. House and Wilson were a thing.
But he's just so, like, such an asshole that I'm like, I'm not seeing it. I think he's his asshole. That wasn't my favorite ship from the show, man. I would have never shipped House and Wilson. Never. Wilson was too boring. You know, if it was anything, it would have been House and Mike Tomlin. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin?
I was just like that joke a lot.
I was like, Foreman. Was there a character named Mike Tomlin in House?
No. The dude, the black dude.
Yeah, the Steelers coach.
Yeah, he looks like the Steelers coach. Like, they even make a joke about it in the show. Like, he's like, oh, I feel like I'm a coach one day, like a coach of the Steelers, although you probably feel more like that than anybody else. And he just kind of looks at them like, come on, man. Like, you wouldn't mistake them, but they look an awful lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enough that someone would be like, not all black people look alike. And you'd be like, obviously. But then you should see two pictures. Like, okay, they look like at least cousins. Like there's people I look like more than people I'm related to.
Mm-hmm.
And... speaking of racially looking like people, my favorite thing is when you see two people that look alike, but they're a different race. Like, mm-hmm. one's clearly black or white or something.
Uh-huh.
You're like, they look exactly the same, except for that huge thing that's, you know, their color. I mean, apparently that's the rules in the Sonic the Hedgehog land. They confuse Sonic and Shadow, and they don't even look alike. But that's alright. Different canon for a different day. What's this other casting?
Yeah, so last casting news, again, saving the best for last, is that they actually made a good decision about casting in the Fantastic Beasts universe, and cast Jude Law as young Dumbledore, because apparently playing young versions of things is his shtick now. First he was the young Pope, and now he is young Dumbledore.
The young Pope.
I'm pretty excited about this. I think he could do a really good job as young Dumbledore. I'm still disgusted that he's going to have to play Dumbledore opposite Grindelwald as Johnny Depp, because Johnny Depp's Grindelwald looks like a bleached asshole, like a human bleached asshole.
Hey, so good.
Dom.
I don't know what he looks like in that movie. Like, if that's my only frame of reference, I don't...
I need you to look up a picture of him right now.
I am Grindelwald. Where's this guy at? Oh, a bleached person that is an asshole. Okay. That's completely different. Those are two completely different things.
No,
This looks awful.
I think he looks like
There's a lot of hair going on, so I don't know.
just
This
like
is
a
pretty
lot of
bad.
unfortunate hair, like his face is swollen and weird looking, like the side shave is very anachronistic, like he said in the 20s, like what's happening?
And yeah, none of those things I could feel like describe the words bleached asshole together. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't look good. I'm just very defensive about my life choices. I'm joking. Yeah, Jude Law's gonna look much better next to this guy. This isn't a good look.
Yeah, it's just like it's hard to for me to be like, oh yeah, I can see why Dumbledore, like, cause like I why Dumbledore put off fighting him for so long because he was in love with him and didn't want to fight him. Like, I would be looking to be like, oh my God, what,
Well,
like.
maybe Dumbledore has bad taste.
Maybe Dumbledore is able to look past. I mean, like, he used to look much prettier when he was a teenager. Like, they got. I'm trying to think. He was not in anything you would ever know. But Jamie Campbell Bower, who is notably in Twilight and Sweeney Todd, two movies you never would have seen.
Wasn't Johnny Depp in Sweeney
Johnny
Todd?
Depp was Sweeney Todd.
So, there's the connection.
But he's like beautiful and like has like flowing blonde hair and like wonderful cheekbones, and just the idea of that he grew into this weird garbage man Johnny Depp is difficult to believe.
That's fair. Was Johnny Depp hot before? I can't remember.
Johnny Depp used to be hot. There was like a period of time from like when he was like 35 to 45 where he didn't like age at all and he was attractive, especially when he was like post first Pirates of the Caribbean movie Johnny Depp. That's actually a thing. I was thinking of that earlier when you were talking about Kylo Ren merchandise, is that when the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie came out, they did not appropriately merchandise for it at all. Like they were not did not believe at all that Johnny, that like Jack Sparrow character was going to steal the show. They didn't have any merchandise that had him on it. They didn't have any merchandise geared towards like female fans. They had like even like the
Are
Pirates of
female fans the ones that liked Jack Sparrow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought everybody liked
I mean,
Jack. I didn't know that was.
everybody liked Jack Sparrow, but there was nothing like focused towards like people who were attracted to Jack Sparrow as opposed to people who thought Jack Sparrow was like a cool swashbuckling guy. Like, no, like baby doll, even like a baby doll cut shirt that had Jack Sparrow's face on it. Like,
Gotcha.
and like even the pirate, like we went to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, like we were at Disney, like shortly after it came out, and there was no. It was all just like pirate costumes and like gold coins and rubber swords. Like there was one T-shirt that was movie branded, and it was not. It just had like the skull and crossbones head on it. Like,
That's a little. They're really bad at marketing, it seems like.
yeah. I was like, what happened with your merchandising? Because like eventually, like around the second movie, they realized what they were doing and have been selling Jack Sparrow stuff since. But like, I was
That's
like.
what happened with Rey.
Yeah.
I think they just have no idea what's going on. Their focus groups were garbage. Shame.
It was a
Absolute
shame.
shame. What can you do, right? Let's just hope it gets better.
Yeah.
Poor, past Johnny Depp that wasn't a piece of garbage.
Yeah, back in the day.
When he was a, let's assume he was a good person before. I like that Johnny Depp, not this ugly one who's like
He's the
a
only one who
woman
beat his
beater.
wife, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this Johnny Depp. I guess that's not a controversial opinion.
Yeah, that's not really like a edgy opinion. It's pretty consistent.
You guys ready for this hot take? I don't
I don't like
think
white
domestic
beaters.
abuse is okay. You
Oh.
don't think it's okay? I don't like it. Whoa, buddy, you need to get
Whoa.
out of here with your
Calm
radical
down.
leftism. What the? You know what? It's sad because there are people that talk like that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Never. But yeah, Jude Law is in Dumbledore, and I'm excited about it.
Wait, hold on. Did you say Jude Law is in Dumbledore?
He's young Dumbledore. Get
Oh,
your
young
head out of
Dumbledore.
assholes.
I can't. This was. There's nothing I can do. My hands are tied. Let's get our head in some music instead, right? In honor of young Dumbledore. Here's some sweet jams. We'll be back.
I hope you guys enjoyed that music. I obviously say guys and gender neutral guys, listeners, friends, yins. Hope yins enjoyed the music, and we are back for the third section of our podcast as usual, the stuff we got this week section.
It's a good section.
It is a good section. I mean, the first item on my list, which I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, is a sunburn. I didn't get a sunburn today. Because the fucking sun was out. It was fucking summer.
Congratulations. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. And for the non-religious, or those who don't celebrate, happy Sunday. You got a sunburn.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sunday burn. No. Sunburn day? I'm done.
What have you gotten, Dom?
Today, I got some candy.
That's nice. Sour
Patch Fruits. But who cares about that? I got a bunch of stuff from Teco.
Cool.
I think. Kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, as always, every convention I go to, I always get one of these little lip balms from our buddy Austin, who was on the podcast a while ago. The guy behind the Street Cherub. Great clothes, but also has like stickers and lip balms and stuff like that. It's like a little frosted donut flavor. It's pretty sweet. It's just like it's nice to have. And when you say support your local businesses and indie businesses, and you have the money to do it, you got to put your money where your mouth is, or else you're just grandstanding.
That's the truth.
If you have the money. If you don't, that's
if you don't, then there's fine. No money to put where your mouth is, so it's fine.
Yes. I think I got some prints, too.
Yeah, we got... There was a 4-for-10 deal or something at a...
Yes.
At a booth, so Dom got 2 and I got 2.
Yeah, I think I got, like, some Pokemon one, like...
You got some Alola.
We both got the Steven Universe one, like, Roses and the Crystal Gems. It looks like a lounge singer thing. But I was like, I don't want any of the other one of these, really. But I do want to get this deal. So I got, like, Litten, I think.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of saying it's Litten, fam. So it's, like, Litten in front of a volcano. And I'm like, this is cool. It's cool. I just didn't, like...
I've never played Pokemon. Feel a particular attachment to it.
Yeah, I didn't play Pokemon Sun and Moon.
So it was $2.50. Cool.
Yeah. And then those guys... Again, gender-neutral guys, but there was a guy specifically from, like, Geek Mythology Crafts. He gets me every time. Every time I walk by his damn booth, they sell, like, those bead art, but they also sell, like, pins and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So he sold me a bunch of pins before, and he sold me 3 more at Teco, and I love him, but that guy is a great salesman. So I got Sombra, Lucio, and Diva pins. They're not enamel pins. They're just, like, regular pins, but they're nice. Yeah. Buttons... That's the difference, yes. They're buttons. I forgot there was a difference for a while.
It's okay. They're pinback buttons. Yes.
Pinback. Yeah. Okay. What about you? What'd you get from
besides that print? I got the other half of that 4-for-10 deal of the prints. So I got the same Lounge Singer, Rose Quartz, and the Crystal Gems postcard, and also... Another one that was just, like, Pearl, like, kneeling, like, in fealty kind of thing to Rose Quartz. Just wanted to, you know, gay up my cubicle as much as possible.
It's easy enough task.
I don't know if I got anything else besides food and fudge.
The fudge was damn
there's
good.
There's a candy booth that is, like, the best business idea, like... They come and they bring chocolate, like, chocolate dip stuff and They had saltwater taffy this year and fudge. Their fudge is delicious.
Yeah, it's so good. That's not like Swedish Fish and Sour Patch Kids too that people are buying. So they're like, screw it, it's money.
Yeah, and it's like, it's such a strange, it's the only con I've ever been to that's had like a confectioner in the dealer's room, but it is good idea because it's so delicious.
There was another confectioner there. They were selling cookies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, on the other side of that. They had the Oprah cookie.
Yeah, it's a giant Oprah cookie. Which, sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Why the hell not? They also had, like, a ramen, I think. Was it ramen they had?
Yeah, they had, like, a food stand that was selling, like, kind of, like, Asian-inspired food. Like, there was a, like, you could get, like, chicken kebab over fried rice or ramen. But from what I've heard, the ramen was a very mixed bag.
That's fair.
Like, some people were like, I didn't get any broth in mine, or mine was cold, or what else, and I was kind of feeling like you bought ramen from a stand in a convention center. Like, yeah. And it wasn't like that's a stand that's always a ramen stand thing. Like, it was like, clearly, like, they were like, we want to get the people, like, the weeaboos money. We're gonna be a ramen stand this week, like.
They got my money. It was worth it for the chicken on a stick with the rice.
Yeah, that was good.
And the Ritas was good, too.
Yeah, they had slightly overpriced Ritas ice that was delish.
But only slightly, too. That's what throws me off is when things were just slightly overpriced.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't feel like I got screwed. I felt like they're like, you're here, you might as well pay us an extra dollar or two.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And you almost got a dirty pillow.
I did. I almost bought a body pillow. I didn't. I'm still agonizing over whether to spend the money on it or not.
I can cut this if you want, but if not, do you want to tell the people what the content was of said pillow?
It was a Mikanzo body pillow. It had a smarmy smarmy McCree with his cowboy hat over his junk on the one side, and then like Hanzo just like kind of draped in his kimono on the other side.
Not looking specifically pleased.
Looking kind of sundere.
Yeah. Which is
McCree,
which is
not,
perfect.
Not at all. McCree was perfectly pleased to be where he was.
Good old Jesse McCree. Also, I got this week, I got a game for my phone. It's available for iOS and Android, but it's called Groove Coaster 2. And
sounds exactly like the kind of thing you'd like.
It's 100% the thing I like, and I found it by accident because I was searching for videos from a game I played at Tecco called Groove Coaster 3, because it had Crypto the Necrodancer songs on there,
mm-hmm.
And the weirdest thing, that they had the theme song of Danganronpa, but a Crypto the Necrodancer remix of it, and I'm like, that's very, very specific. It turns out the guy who did the music for Danganronpa was a huge Crypto the Necrodancer fan. Crypt of the Necrodancer, so he made a whole bunch of tracks for it, a whole set of tracks for the whole game, and it only released in Japan for, PS4 or something, so you could also get, different skins and stuff for that game, and people are like, what the heck, how come this didn't come to America, we would have clearly gave you money for it, but these songs made it onto this rhythm game that was part of the Tokyo Attack rhythm game section, so, your DDRs, your Jubeat, your Groove Coaster, all that kind of stuff. All those rhythm games you see at conventions, so. But apparently there's a phone version. Apparently it started as a mobile game, and they later made it into a cabinet, at least from the timeline I could see. And that's pretty cool. It's a fun game. Highly recommend. But yes, speaking of sexy Mikanzo, we got the Overwatch event, Uprising.
Yeah.
You see anything about this?
I have actually still not played the event or read the full comic yet, so... I am behind the times.
It's pretty good. It's
But I have seen the character designs.
Yes, the skins of it are amazing. Genji needed a legendary. McCree, I think his, I can't remember if his is epic or legendary, but it's good.
You know. What's the distinction?
So you have your, so there's three levels apparently. There's rare, epic, and legendary. So rare is just it's a different color. So you have, I don't know. Let's take Tracer.
She has instead pink of her, and green.
Yeah, like a pink one, a green one. Like her leggings will be a different color. Her jacket might be slightly different color, but it's for an all intents and purposes, it's a pretty simple recoloring job on the sake of the directors. Epic skins are a little bit more tricky. Like, they might add something a little, something they like. Lucio has, he got that little Christmas hat, and his whole outfit was green. McCree got his, like, his American flag. So, like, some pattern changes, something that took a little bit of work, but was still pretty much, it was a lot of work, but it was still the same general setup that they normally have. And then the legendary ones are something completely, completely different. So, like, Hanzo wearing his wolf costume, or Genji being young Genji, or D.Va's palanquin. So things that make you look completely different, but, like, the face is still the same.
Gotcha.
And there's always a little bit of controversy over whether some count, like, Mei's legendary from Christmas. She just wore a Santa hat and had red, but her ice block turned into a snowman, which Blizzard's like, oh, yeah, we consider this, like, one of the higher tier ones, and the community's like, it's not those, so... And that's pretty much the distinction. It's really up to just whatever they consider to be an extra level of coolness. Like Santa Torbjorn, that was legendary. So, and people are always happy to see those ones. So the only people that haven't gotten a legendary one since the game came out are Hanzo and Zarya. Like, even Orisa got one in this new event, and she just got here.
She wasn't even around her uprising.
No, she wasn't. Which people are pointing out that this didn't make any sense because, like, the Null Sector, which is, like, the bad guys, they're, like, a bunch of purple Omnix, so there are, like, purple Bastion units there.
Uh-huh.
And there's also these, like, weird OR-14 units that are shaped like, because Orisa wasn't, like, the OR-15s weren't the first, obviously they're 15s, so there was a version that was before that. So it makes sense. It's a four-legged Omnic thing. What doesn't make sense is it has her moveset.
Because,
like, Eevee made that moveset, like, so it wouldn't have, like, the gravity bomb or, like, the shields or anything. But people just chalk that up to, this part's just a video game. Like, they're not taking it seriously. But it's a nice event. You get some nice interactions. You get to hear a lot of voice lines with Reaper's voice when he was still Ray's. That's cool. Yeah, good event. Fun skins, great voice lines. Lucio has a boop line now. So when he boops somebody off a cliff, he can say, boop.
Nice.
Sombra still has the best boop, but...
Well, yeah.
Everyone in Overwatch has nice boops.
Good boops.
Let's go boop. Did you get anything else this week?
I don't think so. I got a visit from my brother. It was pretty fun. We did some cool stuff this weekend.
That is very nice. Yeah, your brother's a cool person. I met him, like, once or twice. And in other just personal news, I'm writing for Lady Geek Girl and Friends again. I took a month off.
But I'm back, so
thanks, I appreciate that. And I put up a post. I don't know if it's the best thing I've ever written, but I think it's an interesting point to raise. I'm glad I have you all as editors, because sometimes I think I have these really interesting points that don't make for the posts. Like, the idea that Mario is inherently political because he takes down a monarchy. Well, what else? That was the whole point. Sonic's environmentalist? Like, yeah, and what else? That's all I got. I don't know. So, thanks to the editors for being there for me. But that's what I wrote this week, was how games are inherently political, and how people are kind of two-faced when they complain about it. Like that was the main thing that struck me. People were like, "Oh, like we could have had a female character playable in Grand Theft Auto 5. There's already three guys there." People were like, "Oh, why don't you keep politics out of games? Like, stop trying to put up an agenda." I'm like, "This is a political satire. Like, that's what they claim to be. That's the whole purpose." So, when you say you don't want politics in games, you mean a very specific thing. And even then, it was never the case that there were ever political messages in games. So, go read that. I'll link it.
Do it.
Did you post anything this week of note that you want to bring up?
Not really. I'm going to be writing a very vitriolic review of the musical me and my brother saw last night to go up later this week, because I hated it. I've never hated a musical the way I hated this musical that I saw last night.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was just like, it was so distasteful. I literally wanted to throw up, like... I felt physically ill by the end of the first act.
I look forward to reading that. I don't need to see the musical to read this review. I love shade and spite and pettiness. You have a post going up like tomorrow, right? Like our time
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I've got a Magical Mondays going up tomorrow. That's I'm not ashamed of it, but it's not my best writing. I'm not great at writing that column.
We're here
It's
to promote our jazz.
more of a like a schedule filler than a beautiful work of critical genius. Like
Those
all my
come when they
other
come.
posts are.
Oh, absolutely. That's cool. That's very nice. And that should be what, 2 days ago by the time people are hearing this.
Yep.
It should go up on Wednesday. Very nice, very nice. And just a couple things we wanted to I want to take a couple seconds out. Just some rest in pieces this week. Charlie Murphy, the comedian, passed away. Those who don't know, Eddie Murphy's brother. A lot of people who are probably the demographic of this podcast, people around our age. Obviously, there's outliers, but he was in Chappelle's Show, kind of was the one who made that Prince skit. Like, he, told the true story about Prince, Rick James, did a lot of great characters on that show. It wouldn't have been the same without him. So, he's been in a ton of other movies. Really great actor, writer, funny guy. So, rest in power to him. And also Dan Rooney, for those Pittsburgh listeners or those who closely follow sports, he was, his family owns the Steelers, and he's always been a really stand-up guy, apparently.
Yeah, the Rooneys actually, my family went to grade school with the Rooneys. They're good people.
Oh, really? I
Yeah.
never knew that. Yes, it's the community's very sad about that. They were really impactful, always apparently really nice and humble people. Never got a chance to meet them, but I saw this thing on SportsCenter where they talked about how the Rooneys were they weren't just like people who talked about diversity for the sake of it, but they made sure to make it part of their hiring process and that kind of thing, and really wanted the league to be better with it. So, one of the good spots in the NFL, despite the dark cloud that is the National Football League, there are some people trying to do better things in there. So, rest in power to Dan Rooney, and condolences to the Murphy and Rooney families.
Definitely.
And I saved that for the end because it's really hard to transition into something silly after something kind of somber. I mean, we've done it before, but there's no need to like try to make a thing out of it. You want to give these people the social media biz?
Yeah, I can do that. All right,
Thank
so
you, thank you.
you're very welcome. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at CharacterRev. That's character REV, two R's in the middle, no spaces, no punctuation. If you want to follow us individually, I am Captain Steph on Twitter. Dom is at Brother Dom. It's an A, not a hard ER in the middle. He is also Brother Dom on pretty much anywhere else on the internet you would like to discover him. I am the Snow Queer on Tumblr.
I don't have one.
I was pa pausing to let Dom pop in with some cold gay person joke, but.
Iceman from the Mega Man franchise might be gay. I don't know.
That's the stretch.
Oh, they have personalities.
Poe Dameron on whatever that cold planet was in.
Hoth? Hoth
Not
2?
Hoth 2.
We have Tatooine 2.
Hoth
Hoth
2.
2, the Death Star
Yavin 2.
4.
Yeah. Elsewhere, you can find us on Facebook by looking up Character Reveal. You'll recognize that logo. And you can always find this podcast itself on iTunes, where you can follow us. You can leave a rating, which would be great. A review, which would also be great. Tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like, so we can do better. You can find this directly by going to characterreveal.simplecast.fm, or you can follow us on any of your other favorite podcast catchers, whether that's Google Play or Android or Stitcher or whatever.
Yeah, I personally use Podcast Addict if people are looking for some kind of podcast catcher on Android. It seemed to do me, it's done me pretty well over the years, so it's good.
Alrighty, I think that's everything.
That's everything. I feel like we kind of went through things relatively quickly today. I don't feel like we dawdled too much.
No, it's gonna be a dainty episode.
Dainty and polite, always be
Like
polite to your
us.
friends. Yes. Someone once told me, be polite to your friends. It's always a good look. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.